is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake in their surging, there is a river whose streams make me glad, the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells.
All who are thirsty, all who are weak, come to the fountain, dip your heart in the streams of life, let the pain and the sorrow be washed away in the waves of His mercy. As deep cries out to deep, we sing, come.
Ask Him to come.
Come, Jesus.
Come, Lord Jesus, come.
One more time. Come, Lord.
Come, Lord Jesus, come.
We welcome You here, Lord.
Come, Lord Jesus, come.
All who are thirsty.
All who are thirsty, all who are weak, come to the fountain, dip your heart in the stream of life, let the pain and the sorrow be washed away in the waves of His mercy.
Singing to Him, just to keep inviting Him.
Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come.
We want to make a place for You.
Holy Spirit, come.
Help us move all the junk out, Lord. Help us just clean a space out for You. Comfortable space that You want to reside in. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You that You never leave us.
Holy Spirit, come.
Thank You that You leave Your peace with us, Lord.
Holy Spirit, come.
One more time. Holy Spirit. Just to open your hearts.
Come.
Open
Lord
your hearts and prepare
Jesus
a place for Him.
Come.
A place where He can be comfortable. Just open
come
your hearts.
Lord.
He wants to be there. He wants to be in your heart.
Deep cries out to deep, as deep cries out to deep, as deep cries out to deep. We sing, come, Lord Jesus, come. Come, Lord Jesus, come.
He is here with us. One more time.
Come. Courts and through the holy place, past the brazen altar, Lord, I want to see your face. Pass me by the crowds of people, the priests who sing their praise. I hunger and thirst for your righteousness, and it's only found one place. Take me in to the Holy of Holies. Take me in by the blood of the Lamb. Take me in to the Holy of Holies. Take the coal, cleanse my lips, here I am. And through the holy place, past the brazen altar, Lord, I want to see your face. Pass me by the crowds of people, the priests who sing their praise. I hunger and thirst for your righteousness, but it's only found one place. Take me in to the Holy of Holies.
Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we are full of joy to be here today, Lord, because we get to celebrate together as a family to honor you. Lord, we do it through the week and we do it through our days, but when we get together as a family, Lord, we just want to be loud for you, Lord. We want to celebrate you, Lord. We want to come together and just give thanks as one body, Lord. Not as a segregated body, not as a toe here and a finger here, Lord, but in one body. As all the churches around the world celebrate, Lord, we want to celebrate together as one body. Because it's for you. And you, Lord, you give us the strength. You give us the joy. So we just lift you high, Lord. And yes, Lord. Open our ears, Lord, to hear your words today through Joseph. Lord, open our hearts to understand the words, Lord. Give us wisdom, Lord, to hear what you're trying to say to us, Lord. We get so stubborn-hearted and so stubborn-minded in our weekly walkings, Lord. We need those walls broken down. Help us to step aside from all that junk, Lord, to just put it away and put it at your feet, because your yoke is light. And we want to trade you right now, Lord. Everything that's on our mind, from past or future, Lord, we just want to be right here present with you. Give us your word today, Lord. We praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, the Lord your God, how do you walk through your days and not think of me? I give you your power. I give you your strength. Don't turn your back on me. Don't walk away from me and put your eyes on your troubles, because they don't do you any good. I do you good.
Yes, Lord.
I give you power. I give you strength.
Yes, Lord.
I command you to be encouraged. Do not turn your back on me. I am always here. When you don't feel me, it's because you stray, not because I stray. Get back in line with me. I'm right here. I'm right here. I am your father, and I am right here. I don't want even one to perish. Not even one. Come to me. Praise you, Jesus.
Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. You say amen?
Amen.
You may be seated. You may be seated. You say amen? God is in this place, and he speaks. Thank you, Lord. He just he moves through so many different ways. He moves through worship and prayer. Thank you, God. We're here to remind each other that we have great hope. Amen? We have great hope. And if there's I think there may be a few of you here today that you're just really struggling today. You're wondering if there's hope, and you're wondering if God listens at all, or if he knows who you are, or if he knows what your problem is, or he knows what's tormenting you. I just want you to know today that God really knows. Amen?
Amen.
All right, you can say amen when I say, I expect you guys especially. Let's amen, you know. Amen. Amen, there we go. We are just so blessed that Rejoice and Joseph have a bunch of friends here, and we're going to, later on in the service, we get to name and dedicate little, can I say her name now? Claudia? Yeah, I know it's Claudia. I don't know if you can't say it till then, but Claudia. And we're just so glad that you're here. And we can certainly learn from you guys. I know that I'm, you know, we're just wanting to be a part of a church today that we just worship God, and that we know that God is in this place, and that he claims this little girl as his own. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So that's good. That's good. A couple of things before Joseph, who's the father, he's going to be preaching for us today. That's so good. I just want to fill you in on a couple of other things first, though. Just yesterday I heard that Kevin passed away. So, yeah, and that's tough. Kevin, who came into the thrift store about 3 months ago, and he didn't know Jesus, and Alvin was able to pray with him and lead him to the Lord, and then Kevin was here every week, week after week after week, until he had a brain tumor, and eventually the brain tumor took his life yesterday. But thank God he knew Jesus. Amen? Thank God. Yeah, you know, we are not like those who grieve with no hope. We are not like those who grieve with no hope. We have great hope, and Kevin's with the Lord. And even though we prayed for healing and God chose to just take him home, that's okay because Kevin's living forever and ever with his Savior, Jesus Christ. And that's just another good reminder that there is hope. Amen? There is great hope. God is a good God. And so we remember his family today. We're going to be praying for Corrine and his two children and the rest of the family. A number of us had different opportunities to meet with Kevin, particularly Pastor Alvin. He met with him often. He had a great opportunity to just share Jesus, so that was really good. Thank you, Lord, for that. I just want to mention for Sonny, too, that he's really glad to be here today, and he just wants to thank you. Yeah, thank you for your prayers. Out of the hospital. Amen? Out of the hospital and doing good. And we keep remembering Kit with her eye, and hope the other eye gets surgery soon. And Gertie, I know that you're still struggling with your eye a little bit. Is it eye or eyes? It's the one so far, right? Yeah. So we pray for that. We're going to pray for that in a minute. I want to read for you, though, this before we do that. And then I'm going to ask Joseph to come up, and I want to pray. But this is from one of the first things that Jesus does in the Gospel of Luke. He stands before all the people in the synagogue, and he quotes from Isaiah. And this is what he says. He says this: "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Amen? You know, the only thing that was missing when I read that is that after every line, there should be a woohoo! Yes, Lord! Or an amen! Let's try that again. Okay, let's try it again. Let's wake up, right? Wake up in the Spirit. Let's do that again. The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. Hallelujah! He has sent me to proclaim freedom for all the prisoners. Hallelujah! And recovery of sight for the blind. Hallelujah! Amen! Praise God! To release the oppressed. Praise the Lord! Hallelujah! And to proclaim the year of our Lord's favor. Amen! Hallelujah! Amen! I did not learn that in the Presbyterian church that I grew up in. I just think, you know what, if we're going to read that, we ought to mean it. All right, this is good news. He says, the Spirit of the Lord is proclaimed. He's led me, he's moved me to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. We declare that today. This is the year of the Lord's favor. And that there's hope. There is such great hope with Jesus. I want to just spend a couple of minutes here. I'm not going to spend too long, but I want to talk about what's happening on June the 8th. We're getting together with all the churches in Red Deer. We're meeting in the old Lotus Bar, that old club. And we're going to be praying and worshiping together. And we're going to be standing in agreement that it's time for us to have hope for people who are still struggling in their addictions. Because if it's really true what Jesus just said when he read those words from Isaiah, that he has come to set the oppressed free. He has come to release the prisoners. He's come to give sight to the blind. You know what? We have a message that we need to get out to the world because they don't know that. The world thinks that the best thing we can do for people who are struggling with an addiction to fentanyl or to meth or to crack, the best thing we can do is give them needles. Give them a clean needle. That's the best hope we have. We have such better hope than that. We have such better hope than that. And many of you know that. There are some of us here today, you've been addicted. You've been struggling through an addiction before. I know a number of you have had that. We need to stand up and say, you know what? There is freedom in this. There is victory over these drugs. And we can do a lot better. We can do a lot better. And his name is Jesus. So remember this, okay? And get the message out. Friday night, June the 8th, from 7 to 11, we've called a number of different churches to be a part of this. There's going to be an ad on the radio because we want everyone to know. And the reason for that is really simple. If the church is not united in this, it'll never happen. This is not something that God is calling Potter's Hands to do. This is something he is calling his church to do. This is kingdom work. It's time for us as the Church of Christ to stand together, whether we're Baptists or Pentecostals or independent or whatever we are. We stand together and we say, you know what? We got a way better answer than the world knows. We have such a better answer. Amen? And God has really been laying this on my heart, that the church needs to be united. We need to be one. And honestly, ever since he's been laying that on my heart, there's been an amazing attack. The enemy does not want us to be proclaiming that. He likes it so much better when we're just divided up and we're just fighting with each other. Because he knows that the power that we have is rooted in our unity. It's rooted in our unity. Linda's been going to different churches this week. And she's been just knocking on doors saying, hey, we want you guys to know about this service. It's time that we're going to get together. We want to invite you. You haven't been picking churches, right? You're going to anyone you can find, right? Any single one. And it's been great response. Yeah, it is exciting. You know, when the church, yeah, that's, well, there isn't anybody who says, well, we don't need that. We don't need a place, you know, that we can see people get free. Everyone knows that we need this. These drugs are ravaging our young people, not just our young people. They're destroying lives. Last week, it was in the paper, 4 people overdosed last weekend, right? Man, we can do better than this. And the real prayer is, yes, God set them free from their addictions, but also set them free from their sin. Set them free from themselves. Set them free from their depression. Set them free from their loneliness. Help them to know Jesus. Help them to find his Jesus, who is the answer. Amen? Oh, man, I'm not preaching today, but I'm feeling like it's going to come. The Spirit of the Lord is in this place, right? The Spirit of the Lord is in this place. So remember that. Pray for that. Pray for Linda. She's hitting these churches. Pray for this radio ad that's going to be on. We just want everyone to know. Last week we met with the leadership of Crossroads Church, the biggest church in town. Pastor Dan, what a great guy. You know, honestly, what a heart he has. He came, he saw the building, he prayed with us, he looked at it, he said, man, I'm in. That's what he said. I'm in. So that's good. That's awesome. But God needs everybody to be all in for this. And it's for his kingdom and it's for his glory. Amen. Joseph, you want to come up here a minute? Let's pray as you bring the word. Oh. You keep dressing like that and people are going to be talking about me badly. You know? Let's pray together. Just lift your hands up. For our brother Joseph, we pray right now in the name of Jesus that the words will flow from your spirit to our hearts. Thank you that this man is blessed and that he has a gift and that you've given him this little beautiful little baby girl. Thank you that his friends and family have come. We are excited to hear your word today, God. We pray for him. We pray that there'll be an anointing on him right now, that he will speak in obedience to your Holy Spirit. And all the people said, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. We welcome you all in the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Can I see someone put your right hand on your chest? We are going to open some doors. Amen. Because the Spirit of the Lord is ready to move. Amen. Because the Bible says, I'm at the door knocking. Whosoever hear it and open, I will come in and dine with the fellow. Amen. Are you ready to dine with God? You know one thing? The first thing that came out of you when you step at the door is your sorrows, your problems. Now, I want you to take everything you're having as trouble aside. Your sickness has been washed away in Jesus' name. There's time for God to manifest his miracle in your life. Say after me, Lord God, I'm in your presence. Take me as I am. The devil is trying to make me a sinner. But Jesus Christ washed all sin on the cross of Calvary. I'm no more a sinner. I'm no more a sinner. I'm no more a sinner. I'm victorious. Thank you, Jesus. Clap to the name of Jesus. Just give a hand of clap to the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. I have one sister here who want to give us one solo just for 2 minutes or 2 seconds. Sister Vivian. She says, what God has done for me, she's expecting God to do the same for her. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Do you believe there is power in the name of Jesus? Amen. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus, to break every chain. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus, to break every chain. There is army rising up.
Jesus.
There is army rising up.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord.
To break every chain.
Break every chain.
Break every chain.
He's ready to break
to
all
break
your
chains. Break every chain.
Jesus is good.
To break every chain.
Alpha and Omega.
To break every chain.
It's the beginning and the end.
To break every chain.
You can't stand when the break
to break
happens.
Every chain.
You are out
to
of
break
all
every chain.
Chains.
To break every chain.
Is that sickness
chain.
Or sorrow?
There
everything
is
been broken out.
There's
time for you to rise up.
Up.
Are you in prison?
There is
a power
rising
up to save you. The time is now.
Break every chain.
The time is now.
Break every chain.
The time is now.
Break every
chain. All chains have been broken. Thank you, Jesus.
To break every
chain. All Lamon Santaria.
Break every chain.
Break all chains.
Break every
break all sorrows.
Chain.
All sickness.
To break every
chain.
Break every chain.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Break every chain.
Thank you, Jesus. May God bless you and keep you safe. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Today we're going to learn something we always hear, but we are allowing ourselves for the Holy Spirit to guide us. Amen. Amen. Father, use me as a vessel to deliver this package to your people. Let my tongue be your tongue. My mind be your mind. My voice be your voice, to penetrate every heart. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We're getting our first reading for the book of Revelation. I know a lot of people are afraid of reading Revelation, but it's something we have to be glued with. Amen. It's alerting us of so many things. Revelation 17, verse 1 to 6. The book of Revelation 17, verse 1 to 6. Today I'm going to talk about marriage and family life. How marriage and family life is being targeted by the devil. Amen. It's not today. It happens since ancient days. Amen. And it's still fighting with us. It's not easy to get married. The devil don't want people to get married. For that reason, he put out a lot of things. And there's one spirit that governs the world today, and that spirit is still fighting. That spirit we are going to talk about today is the spirit of whore, the Bible calls it, not me. Amen. Revelation 17, verse 1 to 6.
Let's hear the word of God from Revelation 17, verses 1 to 6. One of the seven angels who had seven bowls came and said to me, "Come, I will show you the punishment of the great prostitute who sits by many waters. With her, the kings of the earth committed adultery, and the inhabitants of the earth were intoxicated with the wine of her adulteries." Then the angel carried me away in the spirit into a wilderness. There I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast that was covered with blasphemous names and had seven heads and 10 horns. The woman was dressed in purple and scarlet and was glittering with gold, precious stones, and pearls. She held a golden cup in her hand, filled with abominable things and the filth of her adulteries. The name written on her forehead was a mastery, Babylon the Great, the mother of prostitutes and of the abominations of the earth. I saw that the woman was drunk with the blood of God's holy people, the blood of those who bore testimony to Jesus. When I saw her, I was greatly astonished. Amen.
Amen. The great prostitute. Sometimes if you talk about prostitution, people only think about man and woman doing something we can't mention name. But prostitution always happens as well as Christian. We don't stay with one God. Today we come to church, we say praise God. Tomorrow we go home and do other things that are not related to God. Some of the things can be our character. Do we ask ourselves, the way we do things, did it match with what God says we should do? Amen. Amen. Some are doing the real thing called prostitution. But God knows some people have no idea of what they are doing. That's why he puts in our hearts, you and I, who knows the light, to go out there and fetch those people. Are we ready? Are you ready? If you are ready, shout amen.
Amen.
I don't think you are ready. No. You've seen the light. Someone is in the darkness, covered. One day, someone asked me, if you don't do the work of God, will you go to heaven? I said, no. He said, no, I can't understand. I said, no. I went home and prayed. I asked God to give me more wisdom about this. God shows you the light, and you don't want someone to see the light. When darkness covered the earth, what did God do? He said, darkness, go. Light, come. Because he knows that the light is what? Good. We are the children of what? The light. Now it's our job to go out there and fetch our brothers, fetch our sisters from the darkness to the light. And you have a plus if you do that. Yes. The book of life is there. You are a believer, yes. Everyone knows you are a believer. You have faith, yes. Everyone knows you have faith. But how did your faith work? Last time, Pastor Stan preached, and he said something about faith. He said, each and everyone holds his faith at his fingertip. Show it up. I have faith. Say, I have faith. I have faith because I go to church. I have faith. Yes, you have faith, but you are just holding your faith. Amen? Because the Bible said, if you have faith as mustard seed, you will tell the mountain, hey, move. And the mountain will obey us. Now, he gave us that faith, that power, that wisdom to tell the mountain to move. Now we hold that seed and we are just bluffing. I'm a Christian, I'm a believer. And the devil is standing somewhere watching you. What kind of Christian are you guys? I know the Bible more than you. I even challenged your master. Jesus Christ, you mentioned to rebuke me. I challenge him with the Bible. What about you? How many quotations can you challenge me with? How often do you read your Bible? With the King of Kings, I go there every day to challenge them. How much more you that can just insult, do all kinds of things that is not by the Bible. Amen. To continue, we are going to look at the story of Abraham and their wife Sarah. God have covenant with Abraham to make him the father of the whole world. Amen. Amen. But the devil did not agree. Because Lucifer was his own master in heaven. So the time the war of disgrace happened and they threw him to the earth. So when he came here, he wanted to rule the earth. He wanted God to give him the earth. God said, no, you are out of the business. I create human beings as my own image. I'm giving them the earth to rule. You have no business with me. Amen. So that covenant, Satan stood against. Let's go to Genesis 16, verse 1 to 6, where the war started. Amen. Genesis 16, verse 1 to 6.
The word of the Lord. Now Sarai, Abraham's wife, had borne him no children, but she had an Egyptian slave named Hagar. So she said to Abraham, the Lord has kept me from having children. Go, sleep with my slave. Perhaps I can build a family through her. Abraham agreed to what Sarai said. So after Abraham had been living in Canaan 10 years, Sarai, his wife, took her Egyptian slave Hagar and gave her to her husband to be his wife. He slept with Hagar, and she conceived. When she knew she was pregnant, she began to despise her mistress. Then Sarai said to Abram, "You are responsible to the wrong I'm suffering. I put my slave in your arms, and now that she knows she's pregnant, she despises me. May the Lord judge between you and me." "Your slave is in your hands," Abram said. "Do with her whatever you think best." Then Sarai mistreated Hagar, so she fled from her. Amen.
Amen. How many people here can give their maid servant to their husband? Let me see your hands. Especially the women. How many of you here can give your husband to your servant? There's none. Because she's so hungry for baby. Amen. She said, "Okay, if I can give you a son, this is my maid. Have her." That wasn't Sarah's idea. She thought she's the one speaking. But the great whore is the one doing everything. Amen. Before I go, Revelation 17, verse 15. Revelation 17, the verse 15. The great whore, the power she has, let's see where she spread her powers. Revelation 17, verse 15, only verse 15.
Revelation 17, verse 15.
Yeah.
Then the angel said to me, "The waters you saw, where the prostitute sits, are peoples, multitudes, nations, and languages."
Amen. The prostitute is sitting on nations, people, languages. How many languages do we have here? A lot. And she covered everybody. So she went to Sarah. To Sarah, "You know, you are old. You can bear your husband a child. This is your maid. Give it to her. Give it to him. And let's see what happened." That idea the devil is giving Sarah is because he did the same thing in the Garden of Eden when he deceived Eve. Because he wanted God to raise Abraham with the covenant he had with him. Because he said, "I'll make you the father of all nations." He don't want that to happen. Amen. For that reason, you have to put something to make God angry with Abraham and destroy Abraham. But God is more wiser than him. Amen.
Amen.
So when that happened, Abraham, "Okay, I need a son. Maybe through Hagar, I can start my family." But that's not what God wants for him. Amen.
Amen.
Sarah is your wife, and your wife only. She's the one who is going to make the whole world for you. Amen. So it happens that Abraham agreed, and everything happened, and Hagar got pregnant. Along the line, she saw that, "No, now I'm one with my madam. I can do everything I want." So she started misbehaving. And Sarah take no nonsense. She said, "No." She got angry and fought. Tell the husband, "Oh, this thing is your fault." And Abraham said, "No. I'm just sitting at my one corner, doing my one corner move. And you came to me, Abraham, Abraham, I want you to do the do. I'm not ready to do the do. You want me to do the do? Yes, I did it. That wasn't my fault." Amen. You know what happened? Sarah said, "May God judge us." That's what Satan picked. When Satan came to your house last time, he would not come straight to. He came and He's just watching you. At the slightest mistake, you give way to him, he enter and destroy. So when he came, he just at his one corner, watching Sarah for what she will say. Everything you use your mouth to say and mention God, God should judge us. I know many people here does those things. Oh, you're angry? No. Oh, I leave everything in the hand of God. God will judge us. That's what Satan picks. Because Satan goes to heaven every second. Amen. In the story of Job, what did Satan do? He went to heaven when they were having their meeting. And God asked him, "Go, Satan, what are you doing here?" "So I'm here. You have a meeting. I'm not invited, but I'm here." "Yeah." And God asked him, "Do you notice my servant Job?" He said, "Yes." "He's bluffing. He thinks he loves you. Just release him to me, and you see he never loves you." So every second, every minute, Satan uses our words against us in the realms of the spirit. So we should be very, very, very careful of what we said with our mouth.
Amen.
Amen. Last time Pastor Pauline said, we curse ourselves without knowing it. Whatever we say with our mouth tend to curse for us. But we think it's normal life. No. Watch whatever comes out from your mouth. Amen.
Amen.
Because what? We are the child of what? The light. We should be careful. So when that happened, Sarah invited God to judge. And Satan took the issue to the court and the judge. But before they judge, Abraham tells Sarah, "You can do everything to the maidservant. She's your slave." So Sarah maltreats this maidservant to the time she flee. She runs away. But when they judge the case, they notice that's not the mistake of the servant or Abraham. Sarah invites Satan to the household to destroy the peace of the whole family. So they will not punish anyone as Satan wants it to be. Rather, they will protect everybody against Satan. Amen. Amen. So as Hagar flee, she went out of the house to somewhere she don't even know what will happen to her in the pregnancy. But behold, God sent his angel to save her and protect her against Satan, because God knows Satan's plan. Amen. Later on, she gave birth. God brought her back. When she gave birth, still, Sarah wasn't able to give birth. But there's hope. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you." Sarah prayed for several years for the fruits of the womb. Just some few minutes, few seconds, few days, few years remain for her to gain that glory. She runs to the devil for advice. Later, God gave her her own. So if you are here and you are seeking for the fruit of the womb and you are still praying, don't lose hope. Amen. There's still hope for you.
Amen.
There's still hope for you.
Amen.
The time runs like this. If you look at the clock, 6 in the morning, 6 in the evening. Maybe your time is not yet in the morning. By the close of the day, your time will come. May God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. So Hagar gave birth and Sarah gave birth, to cut the story short. Hagar gave birth to Ishmael, and Sarah gave birth to Isaac. Amen.
Amen.
Ishmael now is the descendant. You see, the Muslims. Amen. The Muslims are the descendant of Hagar and Ishmael. And the Christian or the believers, we are the descendant of Sarah and Isaac. Because the devil still wants to destroy the children of the light. Always, the Muslim try to defeat us. Why? Because they still have that grudge in them from those days. From their great grandmom, Hagar. She hated Sarah so much to the extent that she planned to kill Isaac. And God tells Abraham, take her out of the house. Give her her property and let her go. That saved us. Otherwise, we will not exist now. Amen. Amen. Now, this day, the Muslims are planning something very huge against us. But we Christians, we are so divided to the extent that we are blind. We don't know what we're doing. The Muslims are so united to rule this world. If you see all these suicide bombing, they are doing it not to kill Muslims, but to kill Christians, to wipe all Christians out of this world. Who does those things? The Muslims. They are so united. If one Muslim see his fellow Muslim, the way they will be united against us, but we are so divided and fighting for names. I'm from this church. I have the biggest congregation. My church is so big. We are this. And we are all fighting for earthly things. Some are fighting for money. They're tight. Oh, give your offering. Yes. Because we don't want to come together because no one want to give his congregation. Because if he gives it out, he will not get money anymore. Amen.
Amen.
Now, the devil entered the Muslims now. They are sponsoring some fake pastors to fight against pastors. There are a lot of them out there. Watch for them. I know what I'm talking about. There are some great people in this Muslim kingdom that are sponsoring we Christians to fight each other. Amen.
Amen.
Are you ready to sit there and wait for us all to be consumed by those people before we stand up and be united? No. The time has come. The time is now. Rise up and fight for the kingdom. I'm so glad when Pastor Stan told me last time, this is what God put in my heart to do, to unite all Christians to become one under one umbrella. And I say, yes, I support it. I will be with it. Are you ready to join the bus? Are you ready to join the fight? Because if you don't fight, they will fight you. Whether you are in a soup or you're outside the soup, you'll be consumed. So the time is now. Because you are Christian. The mark is on your forehead. Don't be consumed. Amen.
Amen.
The great hall is working so fast. Let us stop her. Amen.
Amen.
The book of Ephesians 4. 26, 27. Ephesians 4, 26, 27.
Ephesians 4, 26 to 27. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. And do not give the devil a foothold.
Amen.
Amen.
You see, one of the things the devil used to get us is anger. Because he knows it is written that when you are angry, don't let the sun set on your anger. Many people get angry, and I'm the number one. With the slightest thing, I'm angry. But the Bible said, be angry, but don't sin. Don't let the sun set on your anger. It's time for us to put that down somewhere and be reading every day. Let not anger take us from our victory. We are getting there. Very soon, we'll reach the top. And they can't do anything to stop us. Where is that faith? Today, we want to plant that seed, that mustard seed. Amen. Your seed, as small as mustard seed, can move all Christians to come as one. Your faith, as small as the one who did not know Christ, but know Christ today, can move someone to follow you to Christ. That umbrella is widely open. Who wants to come under it? It's you and I. It's you and I. We can go up there and fetch them. They are ready. Because they don't know Christ. They don't know the light. We know the light. It's time to take the light to them. If the mountain or Muhammad refused to go to the mountain goes what? To Muhammad. If they refuse to take Christ, we take to them. Amen. Because he anoints us to preach good news to the poor, the needy, those who never know Christ. Whom are you preaching the good news to? To yourself. Amen. It's time to go out. It's time to fetch them. Some people are so innocent, they don't know what they are doing. It's time to help them. Are you ready to help? Are you ready to help? Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We are going to our reading in Ephesians. It's telling us something. You know, sometimes we read the Bible, but we don't have time to meditate on it. And always we wait for pastors or preachers to read the Bible for us. But God said he made you as his image and his resemblance. Amen. If you read the Bible and you invite the Holy Ghost, come and teach me, he'll be glad to do so. What are you waiting for? If you can't read. Last time I'm telling someone and she said, you know, I can't read. I said, no, you know, you can read. Because the devil puts in your mind that you can't read. You can do. You know, now we have this technology that on your phone you can have this Bible that speaks. Just buy your Bible. Get that software. If you want Genesis, just play Genesis and follow. When you hear the voice, then you have followed the reading. Before you notice, the Holy Spirit will lead you and you start reading by your own. Amen. There's no time for us to sit there and wait for someone to tell us. Amen. Let's go to Ephesians. Philippians 2, verse 1 to 4.
Philippians 2, verses 1 to 4. Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tendencies and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, mm-hmm. having the same love, mm-hmm. being one in spirit, mm-hmm. and of one mind. Mm-hmm. Do nothing mm-hmm. out of selfish ambition
yeah.
or vain conceit. Mm-hmm. Rather, in humility,
yes.
value others mm-hmm. above yourselves.
Yeah.
Not looking to your own interest,
no.
but each of you
yeah.
to the interest of others.
Yes.
Amen.
Continue with 5.
In your relationships mm-hmm. with one another, mm-hmm. have the same mindset mm-hmm. as Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen. What mindset do we have now? We are so divided. We want the name of our church to raise up. I once preached in the Church of Pentecost and I said, the name of your church will not guarantee you heaven. I'm from Potter's Hand, so I'm going to heaven. No. I'm from Pentecost, I'm going to heaven. No. I'm from Church of Christ, I'm going to heaven. Zero. What will guarantee you heaven? Do good. Amen. Accepting Jesus as your personal Savior. 1. Do good to others. Don't be selfish. Like the way now our churches are now so selfish that we refuse to let our names, so-called names of the earth, down to take the name of Christ first. So I'm inviting all of you. Talk to your friend. Your friend will talk to a friend. A friend will talk to a friend. Then we all united and make one and go to heaven.
Amen.
May God bless you. Amen. May God take care of you. Amen. May God be gracious and kind. May God bless your family and raise you up so high. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. That's good. The church needs to be one, and that's a message that we heard different times today. That was good. Thank you, Lord. And I'm looking forward to this naming and dedication of Claudia. So maybe, is she here? Or I heard she was crying a bit. The other thing, brother, is I need you to keep doing that when I'm preaching, that you just stand up and keep reading. Just keep reading. I like that. That's a good idea. So good job. Thank you. So why don't you get Rejoice, and Claudia, why don't you come on up here? Amen. I think that, you know, today, it's kind of a demonstration of what the preaching and what the word has been all along about us being one, you know, one body, and we stand together, black and white. And I was thinking earlier that I'm always going to be careful. I want to be careful. I don't offend. You know, there's going to be a whole bunch of people from Africa here. This is kind of a, you know, some of you from Ghana and from Nigeria and from the Congo and other places. But I just want you to know that if I'm offending, you know, any of the black people here today, I am offending all the white people just as well. I'm going to equally offend you all. Because I just know that there's no way I'm going to be able to do this without offending some people. Because I think it's just so cool that you're here and you've got friends and family that have come. And I believe that God wants our church to be more and more integrated, and it doesn't matter what color we are. Yeah, amen. Doesn't matter. And that truthfully, we have a lot to learn. We can learn a lot from each other. I believe that's the model that God would have us. I think our children are all going to come to the front. I want to ask your family members, I think you've asked a few of them to stand around you today, and friends, any of you who feel led by the Lord today, whether you come as visitors today or you're friends of Joseph and Rejoice, why don't you come right now? Let's surround them. Just come on up. We are going to be praying. We are going to be dedicating little Claudia And while you're coming forward, I want to remind you of something that you probably already know. There is a Claudia in the Bible. There is a Claudia. And by the way, Claudia gets her name from Claude, which is the middle name of Joseph. So it's Joseph Claude, and I'll let you say your own last name later. So there's a Claudia in the Bible. Just come on, stand around. Everyone just stand around this beautiful family. We don't hear much about Claudia except that we know that she was from Rome and she was a Christian and she was a strong supporter of Paul while he was in prison. So we're going to be praying for that, for this wonderful little baby today, that she will be strong in the Lord, that she'll be supportive of Christian ministry, and that she will be there as a mighty woman of God. Amen? Amen. Amen. This is your uncle? This is your dad. All right, this is cool. I got a feeling we should just all get in here, so you sure can. You know, you're going to miss out otherwise. Is there someone that you know who's going to pray first? Is it an uncle or someone here, or just want me to pray? No? Okay. Go ahead. Go ahead, sister.
We glorify your name. We glorify your name. Oh, our God, we glorify your name. Ah, we glorify. We glorify. Oh, our God, we glorify your name. Yes, indeed, Father, you are our Father. Isn't this wonderful? Isn't this beautiful? Father, we say thank you for this precious gift that you have given to the community of your Christendom, the community of the Christian. Father, this means that we are growing. We glorify your name. We are here as your children, and we come one accord, one heart, one minded. As your servant said, we should be one so that we can win all the souls that are perishing. Father, we say because of Gloria, we say thank you. Because of Claudia, we say glorify your name. Amen. Jesus, we say thank you. I know my daughter went through a lot, but indeed we are victorious because we have seen the baby today, and we know what we went through was just a test. Now we have won the battle. So we say, thank you, God. We commit everybody into your hands, including the baby, especially baby. Father, don't let her go aside from your word. Because this is what the enemies are doing to us these days. The technology and the teachings that are going on in schools. Now it's so confusing. But because of your word, let her know that you are the only one. There's nobody in this world, under the sea, under the earth, everywhere, none of all the spirits, nobody, not even demons, they all bow before you. So let her know that, because your word says in Deuteronomy, you say we should teach them the way, so when they're grown up, they will not depart from it. Amen. So Father, we ask the wisdom from you so that we will train her, so she will carry the torch. She will carry the cross and draw people to your kingdom. We say thank you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Go ahead, brother. Someone else?
Father Lord, we pray for this day to be a day of remembrance in your presence. We came to your presence here today to dedicate this new baby who's joined our community into your hands. Yes. Father, we introduce this baby to Christianity. Amen. We introduce this baby to the light. We want this baby to differentiate between the truth and the lies. Yes. So that when this baby grows up, she will walk in the light of the Lord forever in your name, in Jesus Christ. Amen.
Is Tola here? Tola. You get lost in the crowd, buddy. Sorry. One of the gifts we want to give you is I asked Tola to sing a song, just to sing something for you.
Amen. Amen.
We want to bless you. Bless the Lord.
The song is going to be a Ghanaian song. So if there's any Ghanaians here, please don't mind me if I stop the song. Okay. It's a worship song. And it says, thank you, Lord. Dana say. Dana say. Dana say. Dana say. Dana say. Every say, oh yeah, na na do, do so yeah, da na say, da na say, oh da. Let's sing every say. Yeah.
Every
said.
Oh,
yeah. Na na do. Do so. Da na si. Da na. Dana see, Dana see, Dana see, oh, Dana me, na say, every say, every say, oh, yeah, na do. Dana si, oh, na, oh, yami, na, say, we are saying thank you, Jesus,
thank you, my Lord,
oh, we are saying thank you, Jesus,
thank you, my
Lord, we are saying thank you, Father,
oh,
yeah, thank you, my Lord, we are saying thank you, Jesus,
thank you, my Lord,
for your goodness, thank you, Baba,
oh,
yeah, thank you, my Lord, we are saying thank you, Jesus,
thank you,
for the new baby, thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
thank you, our Lord, we are saying thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
for the parents, thank you, Father.
Thank you,
our Lord, we are saying thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, my Lord.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus.
Oh, thank you, my Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Lord.
Amen. So is this great or what? This is so great. We're going to pray now for Claudia. I'm going to pray, and I want to ask my wife to pray as well. So why don't we join together? This is a very precious daughter, like you all are. He sees every one of you as precious. Every single one, he says that you are fearfully and wonderfully made, even when you were in your mother's womb. This is a precious little girl. And we, one of the things that I didn't know about, and I just kind of been learning, is that in Africa, and apparently this is true whether you're in the Congo or Nigeria or Ghana or any, is it's very common to have a naming ceremony. So this is kind of what we're doing here a little bit. This is not a white thing, all right? We don't do this. We should start, though. It's a good thing. Yeah, this is good. So today we proclaim the name of Claudia, and we proclaim the name of Jesus. Amen. And we proclaim that those two names are going to coexist, amen, that she is a daughter of the King, amen, that she belongs to Jesus, amen, and that she will walk in his ways. Amen. And I want you to notice how well I'm doing here. Let's bow our heads. I'm going to pray, and then I'm going to ask Crystal to pray. In the name of Jesus, thank you, God. God, this is a special morning, and we thank you for Claudia. Thank you for this precious little girl. Thank you that even when she was in her mother's womb, we were praying for her many, many times, and that there were difficulties, and there were struggles, and there was danger sometimes, but you have proven yourself to be a God who answers prayer. So we want to begin by just saying thank you, God, that you kept Claudia healthy and strong in Rejoice's womb. Thank you that she was born and that she's alive and that she's warm and she has the light of Christ all about her. And we just together agree that Claudia belongs to you. This is your daughter. We dedicate her to you. Life can come from only one source. You are God. You are the one who creates life. We ask you, God, in the name of Jesus, your son, that you would protect this daughter, that you would lead her in your ways, that she will rise up to be an encourager. She will rise up to learn about Jesus and follow him with all of her heart. God, thank you that she is a part of a community. And we see today that it's a larger community than what we even knew before. Thank you that she's part of this church, this body, but she's got many others. We bless them all in the name of Jesus. We thank you for those who've come today to show their support, to lend their amen. They say amen. This is Claudia. She belongs to Jesus. And we will pray for her. We declare today we're going to pray for her. We are going to be there to teach her in Sunday school. We are going to be there to teach her as a young woman growing up. We are going to be there to be an example of Jesus Christ as adults for her. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And Crystal's going to pray for Joseph and Rejoice and whatever else.
God, I just praise your name too for this beautiful daughter that you have blessed Joseph and Rejoice with. God, you knit her together in Rejoice's tummy. Lord, you protected her, you kept her safe. And God, she is going to rise up in this family, Lord, and she is going to proclaim your name. And we just praise you in your name. And I just pray. I pray for Rejoice and Joseph, Lord, that you will give them strength and wisdom to raise this child. Lord, that you will show them the way. Amen. You will show them the way, God. And I just want to thank you that this whole idea of family was totally from you, God. This is your idea.
Thank you, Lord.
And through all these people in these many different kinds of family, not just their immediate family, but the friends and people from the church, Father, we are all a community together. A family that you have designed. And Lord, we just want to praise your name. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We're going to sing that song one more time as we end. Is that okay? You lead us in that song one more time. We got to learn it. We got to learn it.
Same one.